Before we do today's second date update, I need a show of hands.
Okay.
If someone reaches out to us and says they technically didn't go on a date with this person, should we still help them?
Yes. I'm saying yes.
Yeah,
am I the only one
helping them?
No, it's literally called second date update.
Dude,
I
say
no.
Zool schmools. Let's go.
Just taking the vibe of the room. I'm getting a yes from Alexis.
Yeah.
I'm getting a yes-ish from Jose.
No, my hands are all the way down to the ground.
I got two of my hands up.
Oh, we're cheating.
Why
she's
are you
using
not counting
hands,
my vote?
Jeff.
Oh, okay.
We're cheating.
If you move both hands, it cancels out. So it's a no from Brooke.
No,
Brooke thinks it's not worth calling unless you've made it to third base.
I did not say that.
But it's 3-1 here. So let's just go to the phones. Rudy, what's up, man? We're here to help. You know, at least three of us are.
Yeah. Okay.
What was your vote, Rudy? Is your hand up or down?
I'll take all the help I could get.
Awesome.
All right, Rudy. Okay. I'm the only one rooting for you over here, Rudy.
So I know you Thank said you. Technically you didn't go on a real date with this person, but what's her name?
Well, Allison is mainly.
Mainly.
Usually you just have one.
She's like, she's got a middle name and a last name, too. Yeah. So he wasn't sure which one to go with.
There was a complicated trifecta happening at one point, which I could get to.
Okay.
Okay, so the name has something to do with it all.
I guess so.
What?
Yeah.
Where did you meet Allison at?
So my one friend, Mark, he's like a businessy, markety. To tell you the truth, I don't know exactly what he's
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
He wears a tie to work, and it's in a huge building.
Okay.
Well, you know,
he works for a big company.
But Mark isn't the guy that we're calling, right?
No.
Okay,
no.
So we don't need his whole backstory. Why don't you tell us about Allison or whatever her name was?
Okay, well, he took us to this party anyways, he and our other friend Jeremy. Uh-huh. And it was like this really super posh party.
Ooh, fancy.
You know, there's going to be free drinks there. Our friend Jeremy, who went with us, is a total partier.
Okay, again, we just need to get to you meeting Allison
yeah.
at
okay,
the party.
Okay, I'm just trying to set it up for you. Okay,
all right.
So we go to the party. I feel like we're looking pretty suave, and a couple girls approach us.
Okay.
Is one of these women Allison, or are these completely other
women? No, that's
women?
My other friend, Cassandra. Yeah. Now she, I'm in her.
Okay.
I'd be crazy partier as well.
Yeah. It's Allison and her lovely friend, Whitney, came up to us, and they asked us if we were waiters.
Oh.
Ouch. Oh, that hurts.
Oh,
so
that
bad.
Has happened to Jose before. Didn't it happen once?
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
Well, I asked if we looked like waiters, and I thought we looked like the guys in Pulp Fiction, so I thought we were looking more that vibe.
Oh,
yeah. Same with me, like Brooke said. You wear a black button-up, everyone thinks you're a server.
Yeah.
Come on, this is a nice shirt.
Okay.
I think they were mainly just trying to break the ice and flirt with us. Anyway.
Oh, that'd be smart, kind of. Playful.
Maybe.
And they were cool. They were funny. We were making them laugh. They were making us laugh. We had a good thing going on.
Oh, okay.
Good,
so good. You guys started hanging out after the whole waiter debacle.
Yes, exactly. So there was this auction they were going to have to auction this $5,000 bottle of wine or whatever it was off,
Whoa.
You know. And they were saying, if we win this bottle, you guys have to come share it with us. So they were definitely putting it out there.
Oh, dang.
And then, you know, the DJ started up. It was all 80s music. We're all dancing together. And I don't mean to be like bragging, but I'm pretty sure both the girls ran to me at this point.
Both of them.
What makes you say that?
Yeah,
just the way we were dancing, and you know, I felt like a bit of a pinball at one point in a dance line, if you know what I mean.
What was the way? What do you mean the way you were dancing?
Well, I was in the middle, and I felt like I was kind of getting knocked back and forth a little bit.
It's like an Allison sandwich with whatever her friend
with
was
Whitney.
Named?
Her friend is Whitney, but then Allison pulled me to the side at one point, and we were kind of soloing, so I kind of inched her towards the darkness a little bit. And
darkness? You want to go to the dark corner with me?
Where nobody can see or hear you.
Well, you know, we were trying to find a little bit of privacy. It was going that direction.
Okay.
I mean, this is like part business, like party, and part middle school dance.
Yeah.
It's starting to feel like.
Well, the throwback 80s was, I mean, yeah, it did feel like a different time. But
okay.
Speaking of that, When Doves Cry came on, and she pulls me in, and we start going at it.
Oh.
Is Doves Cry a song?
Did you ask if it's a song?
Yeah.
Oh, Alexis, Prince?
It's an 80s song, so.
I know Prince.
You don't know Prince
don't
know When Doves Cry.
It's a really, really famous song from the 80s, very romantic. So she pulled you in to kiss during that.
Yes, and it was very hot. It looked like a Prince video.
Nice.
You're wearing all purple. You got a ruffled shirt on.
You're like, oh, my eye makeup is running. Oh, my mascara.
So did something bad happen after this? Like, why?
No, that's what I don't understand. That's why I'm calling you guys, because after that wine auction was over, I went back. I couldn't find Allison, and I found her friend Whitney,
uh-huh.
and she said Allison had left, but she gave me Allison's phone number.
Okay.
That's a good wing woman.
Oh, yeah.
She just left?
Yeah, and I texted Allison, and I mean, we had a back and forth, but then suddenly she just ghosted, stopped responding.
Oh, interesting. I mean, at first I thought that, like, you know, maybe Whitney gave you the wrong number or something, but if you actually talk to her.
Yeah. I mean, is there anything else from the night that you think could have been a red flag for her?
Not that I can remember.
Was she, like, super wasted?
No.
Were
no.
you super wasted?
I mean, I enjoyed maybe 2 drinks at the beginning of the night, but we were dancing. By the time I got the phone number, I sweated it all out.
Okay.
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 Did you end up winning that $5,000 bottle of wine?
Ooh. No.
We'll see.
Nobody did. Maybe that was part of the problem.
Maybe there it is. They said we only want the people that can afford this.
Uh-oh.
I feel that.
All right, Rudy. Well, let's play a song. We'll come back, call Allison, and then we'll try and get you your second date update, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, hold on.